This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is one of those times where I'm going to give you advice that I wouldn't take. It's one of those things where if it works for you, do it, but I wouldn't work for me. And I'm bringing this up because the previous caller was talking about kids and vaping, and I'm like, you know, how do you convince kids? Kids aren't going to listen to a middle-aged doctor telling them to not vape. You know, he said, well, you got to get peer-to-peer. You got to get your kids to talk to other kids. Great idea. Thank you, Ron, from San Francisco. But, you know, when I was in school, I was kind of a troublemaker, not a bad troublemaker. I wasn't like, you know, smoking in the boys' room. I didn't do any of that. I would write, you know, bad words on the bathroom wall. I would wet toilet paper. We're talking a little kid. And throw it up on the, you would wet the toilet paper. In Arizona, I went to Maricopa County. They had the real cheap little square thin toilet papers where, I mean, if you try to like, you know, wipe, you get it on your hand anyway. So you'd have to get a whole bunch. And so you'd wet it and then you like throw it up to the ceiling. And then I remember my teacher came in, you know, cause she knew, cause somebody narked on us and then something came and fell on her and it was wet toilet paper, not dirty toilet paper, wet toilet paper. So I remember getting in trouble for that. I got in trouble for, you know, cussing. My father, English was a second language, so he cursed a lot. And so I learned a whole vocabulary very early on. I would come late to class because I was, you know, very loquacious. I was always giggling. I was always making jokes. In the fourth and fifth grade, during that time in the 80s, you would get spanked. So I would have to go up in front of the class, get spanked in front of everybody. Teacher would be like, Dolly, get up here. And I was like, oh, man. And, you know, my friends were like, oh, you got busted. And you'd have to stand up there. Your pants would be on, but you would get spanked with a paddle. When I went to Harvey and Dondero here in Las Vegas, the guy had a cane, Mr. Reese. I loved him. He was a great teacher, but he would hit us with a cane if he didn't have a paddle. And, you know, we would be spanked in school and stuff. And then, you know, high school, I would get in trouble because I, you know, I just probably took that and on steroids. I probably, you know, took everything I did to the next level because I wanted to stand out. I don't know why. If I'm giving you guys any advice, whether it's work or whether it's school, if you don't want to get in trouble, don't stand out. Now, I'll tell you why I don't follow that advice, but some of you guys, you see it worse than I see it. I see organizations, I see institutions where if you lay low, you keep your head down, you clock in, you clock out, just do your job, you're fine. Same thing with students. If you do your work, get your grades. Don't give the teacher an apple. Just show up to class, leave, give the note. If you just follow the rules, even if you don't like them, you're fine. Now, where I want to interject is the reason why I've been successful, despite getting in trouble all the time in school, is because I had a cloak of protection. And this cloak of protection was because I did something that stood out that was good. You see, I like the concept of brownie points. Well, if I crush this work project, or if I crush it with, you know, this client, then if I do wrong, I get a pass. For me, I find that much more fun. I would rather have fun in class or work, but know that my good grades, that my volunteering, that my helping the teacher out gives me a pass. And so I was able to my whole childhood and even in adulthood get through because I would do something. So, and I'm not bragging. It's just I have very few talents, but I would use my talent for something, make sure I would crush it to the point where they're like, well, you know, I don't really know if it's worth ticking her off. Okay. Now, some people don't care. And yeah, you know, I mean, I have only lost one job in my whole life. And I would never regret a day of it. And David Bernstein, I don't know if you're familiar with who he is. He is a god in radio. And he has program directed and run so many different stations, very famous stations that you know, and has worked with everybody you know in radio and TV. And he gave some advice at a Talkers Magazine conference. This was a few years ago during the recession. And he says, guys, you're all going to get fired. There is not one person that doesn't get fired. I'm like, well, I've never been fired. I mean, I remember I was laid off and then hired back because of money issues, but I've never, and I'm like, oh no, I'll never get fired. But it gave me something that made me change my whole attitude towards jobs. And it was, you're going to have to leave and go to a new company. And you're going to need to show that company that you did something. And that something is going to be something that they want. So I remember bringing up National Blood Donation Week to somebody, an admin, and they were just so critical of it and saying, oh, it's, you know, it's BS. There was a word they used for BS, and we don't have time for that, and no. And I'm like, okay, no, 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 no. So whether I'm going to lose my job or not, oh, hell no. If I think National Blood Donation Week and Nevada Blood Donation Day and all these other blood donation days save lives, I'm going to do it. And I don't care if somebody doesn't like it and I'm not laying low. And so at least I could take that, or I could take, you know, a book I wrote, or at least I could take something and show somebody that I did something. So, you know, we were talking about student government. A lot of people that go into student government, unfortunately, they become pseudopods of administration, and they don't get liked. A lot of people don't like people in student government. But on the other end, if that's your way of owning something and showing you built something or did something, a resume builder, you got to do it. And so the point I'm making with all this is you got to get through school. You got to get through jobs. Sometimes you got to lay low. But if you know you're working for a very volatile environment, whether it's media, whether it's academia, whether it's marketing, whether it's tech, whether it's medicine, and you know that there's going to be change, you should use your time. I mean, your own time. Don't use company time. But use your time to make sure that you have one hell of a resume and you are one hell of an applicant. And don't let this culture of lay low, you know, suppress a lot of the talent you have. All right? Yeah, you might get spanked, but, you know, some of us need a good spanking. 1-877-DOLLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I was speaking to some young professionals who were talking about salary. And love giving advice on work, and I love coaching people, and like I said, I've never been fired. I just had a contract that wasn't renewed. It was mutual, but, you know, I like to call that, I always like to tell people, oh, yeah, I was fired. I'm not, but, you know, and because, again, if I'm going to give advice, I have to have both positives and negatives. I have to have, you know, that experience, but love where I'm at, love what I'm doing, but I love giving advice even more, and I've been very, very successful, whether it is negotiating salary, getting a job, getting a promotion. These are just things that I've been able to do. Now, why? Well, it's because I think my not so much medical background, but psychological background, we learned a lot of psychology. You know, in medical school, and we also learned how to be humble. The medical school I went to at UNR, well, I had only about 52 students. And they would not let any one of us show one sign of being cocky, because we would get eaten up alive by cocky doctors who deserve to be cocky. And so, well, no one deserves to be cocky, but you know what I'm saying. And so when we got into medical school, it was very, very well known that, you know, we were lucky to be there and lucky to have you as a patient. And so when you approach a patient, you approach a patient as they are doing you a favor, not you doing them a favor. And, you know, you allowing me to help your health, you allowing me to, you know, learn, you allowing me to have this relationship with you is a gift. And I think that approach is amazing. All right. So when it comes to salary, I was hearing some people talk and they go, always, always highball. I'm like, well, I don't know. They're like, no, highball. All right. Because you could usually get about 15% more than what they're offering. The usual going rate is 10%, but you can push them to that extra 5. Now, some of you guys may say, yeah, that's exactly right. Others, they say, well, it really depends on the industry. And I would highball, but I would probably, I kind of did a different approach. I'm like, guys, this is what, these are my expenses, this is what I need to make. I'm not doing this to, you know, it's just, this is what I need to make. You know, I want to be able to keep this job. If I'm underpaid, I can't keep the job. You know, and so it worked. And, you know, that kind of negotiating worked. But the thing is a lot of people don't have the, you know, the confidence that they could do that. You know, a lot of people don't think they, you know, deserve it. A lot of people think that they're too intimidated. And you see, on general, more men ask for higher rates than women. Unfortunately, what ends up happening then is a company gets then audited, and they find that the men are being paid more than the women. And, you know, as a woman, I am, you know, here to help my sisters, right? You know, if they are doing the same work and getting underpaid, you know, that's wrong. You know, but if you are working less, if you're lifting less, if you're doing less, yeah. But if you're doing the exact same job, you should be paid the same. But then we got to kind of slow our roll and go, well, wait a second, whoa. How did you get this salary? Well, it's what they offered. Do they offer that to everybody? Well, yeah. They might have offered that same to a man. And if he said, oh, hell no, I want more, I want 10,000, 15,000 more, and he gets it, does that mean that job is paying women less than men? It could be. I mean, they are getting paid less. But if he asks for it, if he asks for that, you know, and he negotiates and he gets it, then does he deserve it? And so the next issue that these companies are going to have is looking at if there's that disparity between pay. And so what a company's going to have to do so they don't get audited and they don't get bad PR is they're going to stop allowing negotiations. Because think about it. If you walk in there, you know, and I warn a lot of the young male professionals, I go, if you walk in there and you ask for a high amount and you know, they give it to you, they could be in trouble. So they might just not, I mean, still ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. But if they don't give it to you, you really might not be able to walk, because we might be now in this new landscape where no company wants to have somebody accidentally making more than somebody else. And if it's all happening with a negotiating table, when you're negotiating your salary, your contract, and if some guys, even though I think that's a bad stereotype, but it might be what's happening, if some men are able to negotiate more, then, you know, that makes the company look bad. Now, some people will say, no, women will try to negotiate more, they don't get it. A man will negotiate more and he'll get it. Well, maybe there is that sort of, discrimination. You know, I mean, you know, right now, being a woman, no matter where we are, isn't as attractive to a lot of employers if there's a chance you're going to go on maternity leave. Or, you know, you get pregnant. I mean, it's just a fact. And so if an employer is thinking to themselves, well, you know, I won't be able to have somebody leave during Christmas time, you know, during Christmas sales, or, you know, they might be thinking that. And, you know, women say, well, gosh, we shouldn't be discriminated against because we're women. You're right. We shouldn't be discriminated against. But unfortunately, employers may do the discrimination before they even hire you. So what I started to notice a lot of young women were doing, which I wouldn't advise, but they were doing, because your boss can't, when he interviews you, your potential boss, he can't ask you if you're going to get pregnant soon. He can't really ask you if you have kids. He can't ask you about your religion. He can't really ask you about, you know, personal stuff. But a lot of people, when they interview, they will throw that out there going, just so you know, I want to just tell you, I'm married. I have, you know, two wonderful kids. I'm not really planning on having any more kids. Love my kids to death. Not that you're asking, not that you need to know, but, you know, I'm done with my family and, I can't wait to concentrate on my career. And that's kind of what you're hearing. And I'm not saying that's what you should do. I would never say that's what you should do, but this is what I see people doing. So, a survey by salary.com revealed that 37% of people always negotiate their salaries, but 18% never do. 18% will say, I'll just take what you're paying. 44% of respondents claim to have never brought up the subject of a raise during their performance reviews. Why fear? They want to get the job. There was a study done by Linda Babcock on her book, Women Don't Ask, and it revealed that 7% of women attempted to negotiate their first salary, while 57% of men did. You know, I didn't. When I first got a job at Urgent Care, I was like, what are you paying? And I'll take it. I didn't even think you could negotiate. I was so grateful to have a job. You know, and I don't know, maybe it's because I had a baby and I was in that nesting mode and I'm like, look, I got to get the job. I don't know. And, you know, come to think of it, I probably couldn't negotiate a higher salary. So they say if you get a $100,000 salary and your coworker negotiates up to 107, assuming you're treated identically from them, you have to work 8 years longer to be as wealthy as them as retirement. So what you need to do is, one, you need to know your value. You need to know exactly, according to the Muse, but I agree, you need to know what you're worth before you even take a job, because then you won't be as scared about not getting the job. If they want you because you have certain aspects, you have certain qualities, connections, okay, that's bargaining power. You also have to know if they're a company that's under a lot of scrutiny for equal pay and et cetera. So that if you do ask for more and they don't give it to you, it could be just because they don't want the books or anybody knowing that somebody made more. You also want to, you know, market yourself well. I mean, you know, if you had a bad project that went sour, all right? I mean, I always like to be really open with stuff, you know? You know, well, you know, I missed the deadline, or, you know, when I waited tables, I dropped the plate. No, you don't have to show humble pie there. Your humble pie could be, I want to learn, and, you know, I think I'm very good in my field, but I know I could be better, and I want to be better, which is why I want to be at this company. That shows some humble pie. But going, well, you know, I took off one manager, and I didn't get along with him. No, don't bring that up, you know? Definitely know your numbers of what other people in your field are making, and don't just pick New York when you're trying to apply for a job in, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, or Wichita, Kansas, okay? Every pay is different. You also have to make sure you have plan B. As the second you look desperate or like you're bluffing, that's a problem. Oh, and don't over-advertise yourself. Don't over-promote yourself. If you really don't know a certain, you know, software or, you know, a certain, I don't know, program, don't act like you do. Now, you might want to study up on it, you know? And, if you do have issues with confidence, you know, there's always confidence coaches. I think that is worth any money because a lot of times you can negotiate a higher rate. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before leaving the White House, President Trump talks about the deadly mass murders in Texas and Ohio.
Frankly, we need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat.
The president is saying there's tremendous support for those background checks. The president also has a message for children going back to school in the wake of all these mass murders.
Well, my message to young children going back to school is go and really study hard, and someday you'll grow up and maybe be president of the United States or do something else that's fantastic. They have nothing to fear. They have nothing to worry about.
The police chief of Garden Grove, California, is blaming a 2011 law for the early release of a man who went on a deadly stabbing spree. The bill shifts certain prisoners into county jails or under the supervision of county probation officers. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So West Nile has been starting to freak people out. That's like the big story of the week. And the number of West Nile cases has risen across the United States. And 167 people have died, according to the CDC. Experts say the increase underscores the need to protect against mosquitoes during the hot summer months, and we are in mosquito season. Apparently, there were 2,600 cases of West Nile virus last year. That is 550 more cases than the year before. Now, we've talked about the virus. I'll review it again really quickly, but the most severe form, the neuroinvasive disease, could cause inflammation of the brain and kill you. Apparently, they're finding that is a more common form than last year and years prior. According to Dr. Mark Mulligan, director of the Division of Infectious Diseases and Immunology at NYU Langone School of Medicine, says, I think the report confirms and says again that this is a significant problem in the U.S. and that we have a couple thousand people getting very serious neurological infections. Now, where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, I think we're now up to 16 cases Local Fox 5 has listed a bunch of zip codes of where some of these mosquitoes may be. But it's not a very easy virus to have. I mean, you know, the majority of the people, they don't know they have it when they have it. But, you know, we talked about how this West Nile virus was originally discovered back in the 30s in the West Nile district of Uganda. It didn't make it to the U.S. till late 90s. And it's in the same family as Zika, yellow fever, dengue fever, and Japanese encephalitis. It's a flavivirus in flaviviridae. And what that means is it's vector transmitted. It means in order for you to get West Nile virus, you have to be bit by something, most likely a mosquito. Now, it's not the same mosquito as Zika. Zika was the Aedes aegypti. These are the Culex genus and species of the mosquitoes. So basically what happens is a mosquito lands on a bird that has it. Then, when it does that suck-blow mechanism we talked about, where it'll mosquitoes will blow a little anesthetic into you so you don't feel it on you. And then it'll suck your blood and feed. So there's a little suck-blow mechanism. So it'll, again, try to feed off of a bird so the bird doesn't realize. It'll blow out a little anesthesia, get its feed, but now it has infected blood. Now it lands on you, blows the little anesthesia, infects you, and then it feeds on you. So, you know, mosquitoes love wet weather, humid weather. We're coming into monsoon. We're expecting cases to rise. Now, 80% of us have no idea when we get it. So we get bit by a mosquito, we feel fine, no big deal. Others may get some body aches, fever, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, joint pains, weakness, rash. And so, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, I mean, it's hot outside. And, you know, we get heat illness. And we're, like, achy and feeling like crap because of that. Well, if you go indoors and you're cooled down, and, you know, it's about an hour or two, and you still kind of feel not so good, you better start looking for some bites. Now, what does the neuroinvasive, nasty, scary illness look like? Well, that, now, it's headache, neck pain, stiff neck, high fever, sensitivity to light. Because what happens is the infection is now affecting the spinal cord of the brain. So your head is hurting. Your neck has inflammation, so your neck gets stiff. You look like a meningitis case. Photophobia, you can't look at the light. It just irritates the brain. Your fever will be high. You can have tremors, weakness, paralysis, confusion. You can start getting disoriented, seizures, coma, and then unfortunately die. So any, you know, where I live, we're getting some rain. Love the rain, but leaves puddles. And mosquitoes like to get frisky near water, dusk to dawn. So when it's cooled down at night, that's when I in Las Vegas like to go outside, watch the stars, hang out with friends, but that's when the mosquitoes are around. I like to get up early in the morning and exercise. Again, that's where the mosquitoes are. So get rid of any standing water, kiddie pools, puddles, ice chests, that kind of stuff. And wear long sleeve light running clothing. You know, if you're out there exercising, etc. You could use DEET insect repellent. You could actually spray it on your clothes as well. And then, you know, avoid, certain times of day, night being outside. And, you know, make sure your medical provider knows if you got bit by something you don't feel right. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys hear about this? In Kenya, there was a debate, I believe, in their assembly. It was their regional assembly on Wednesday. And unfortunately, somebody farted. So they had to delay the debate. This has been reported by BBC, this news. Apparently, Julius Gaya reportedly told Homa Bay County Assembly, "Honorable Speaker, one of us has polluted the air, and I know who it is." That's odd to call them out. But the member he accused of farting replied, "Not the one. I cannot do such a thing in front of my colleagues." So hoping to clear the air, Assembly Speaker Edwin Kakach instructed everybody to step outside and take a break from the chamber. And then he asked officials to bring in air fresheners to make it pleasant. Get whatever flavor you will find in any office, whether it's vanilla or strawberry. We cannot continue sitting in an environment that smells bad. But luckily the smell subsided before the sprays were found. So the debate could continue. But yeah, that made national news. A fart cleared a, I don't know. I hear you guys. You know, a lot of times you just can't get up to go to the bathroom. You know, you hope it's silent and you hope it doesn't smell. Sorry, not going to happen. See, my worry is it's not that, you know, just because you don't smell it doesn't mean it's not there. You know? Oh, and then a lot of you guys get crop dusted. Oh, getting crop dusted is horrible. right? Because then it looks like you did it. Yeah, crop dusting is not fun. Yeah, I was in medical school, and somebody crop dusted a whole bunch of us. And I sat back down, you know, because we had to go up and get our papers, and, you know, that's when things weren't on computer. And somebody was up there crop dusting. I sat back down. My friend goes, damn, Dahlia, did you have to do that? I go, I swear that wasn't me. And I was like, oh, Mom, man, really? Look, if it was me, there'd be like a green atomic cloud, okay? I mean, you know, windows would break. Trust me, it wasn't me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. United Airlines is back in the news. Yeah, United Airlines was the one where, remember, there was that Dr. Doe that didn't want to give up a seat? United has had a lot of PR issues. Well, now, they had a flight attendant caught on video being intoxicated while on duty. She was slurring the safety announcement. She was dropping things, stumbling around. And then she fell asleep in the jump seat. This was on an Air Wisconsin flight. Charging documents detail that the woman's erratic behavior made some passengers feel scared for their lives. It was a flight from Chicago to South Bend. She's now going to be in jail for up to 6 months. Apparently, this happened August 2nd. Julianne March was working for a United Express flight from O'Hare International Airport, the South Bend Tribune reported. And then it was rough. I guess it. She started slurring, you know, the, okay, you know, started slurring, you know, the whole spiel they give with the, you know, exits, where the exit signs are and the seatbelt and all that. Stumbled around, fell asleep, and there's a picture of her falling asleep. Passengers even secured the seatbelt for her, and good for them, you know. So, of course, you know, people, what's Twitter? Our flight attendant appears drunk. One person tweeted, she's slurring her speech. Couldn't walk straight, bumping into everyone in the aisle. And, you know, I bring this up because there's a lot of people that go to work drunk, and you and I might not fathom that. You know, we might, oh, yeah, United made a statement. They apologized, and, yeah, you know, their safety of all 50 passengers, you know, they, you know, I think they gave everybody vouchers. Yeah, too. So pretty nice. But, by the way, a Delta Airlines pilot was arrested in Minneapolis on suspicion of being intoxicated July 31st. I don't remember seeing that across the news. But we don't talk about alcohol a lot because we don't, I mean, now that pot's in the news and, you know, these outbreaks and, you know, viruses and things like that, that makes news. But people coming to work drunk is a huge epidemic. And it's very easy to become addicted to alcohol. And it's funny, and it's not the people you expect. It's a lot of housewives, a lot of moms, lot of, you know, people just trying to make things work. And a big impetus for people to start drinking is they can't sleep. So they drink and they drink and then they can't sleep. But then the next morning they don't feel well. And when they take a drink, they feel better. So you have this vicious cycle of drinking to go to sleep and then drinking to be able to function during the day. And so if you suspect somebody like that, get them into AA. AA is still one of the best out there for that. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the hepatitis A outbreak, I don't know if this is a new one from the one from a couple years ago, but we've had a hepatitis A outbreak that the last we checked was well into the 1,000 to almost, 1,200 cases. And Minnesota now has declared a hepatitis A outbreak. Apparently Minnesota has 9 counties that are battling it. In a statement yesterday, the Minnesota Department of Health has said it declared an outbreak in multiple counties among people who use street drugs, injection or non-injection, are experiencing homelessness or unstable housing, or have been incarcerated. So far, there have been 23 cases of hepatitis A in Pine County, Hennepin, Kennebec, Mille Lacs, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, St. Louis, Washington. There's Chicago, Dakota, and Candiohe County. They say 13 cases have been hospitalized, all have been discharged. And they say, while initial cases are clustered in east central Minnesota and had links to each other, more recent cases occurred in counties in other parts of the state. The infection source is not known for some cases, suggesting some community transmission among high-risk groups. And we've talked about hepatitis A. I don't know which states haven't had a recent outbreak. But, you know, hepatitis A is a virus that unfortunately can very easily spread because if somebody isn't washing their hands, you know, going to the bathroom and washing their hands, they could spread it. Even though most of these populations are homeless population and you know, people that could be using IV drugs, it's very easy for it to get into, you know, a fast food joint or a restaurant. And so, you know, you touch a garbage can, it might have been touched by somebody, you know. And, you know, the homeless population and our approach to the homeless population, I don't really think is that robust. And hepatitis A, maybe it doesn't kill everybody, but, you know, causes nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, yellowing of the skin, and you can be sick for weeks with it. Most people recover well. Some people may not. They say nationally we've had over 23,600 cases in 29 states. So homeless people have been blamed as the culprit and the focus and the, you know, patient zero for these. And we talked about, you know, how when hepatitis A, the last hepatitis A outbreak started, I believe it was in San Diego, one of the government workers had suggested that what had happened was all the bags, the plastic bags that they used to get, you know, for free in garbage cans weren't there anymore because plastic bags were banned in California. And when homeless people would use a plastic bag, you know, put it in a cup, in a can, potty, and then take the bag and throw it away, they really didn't have bags to, you know, use for their waste. And so the health department had to pass out plastic bags. It's a report that we received. Haven't really heard much about that. And plastic bags aren't coming back. But one thing that many people do when they do homeless people outreach is give them plastic bags so they could, you know, use, you know, hand wipes, things like that for sanitation. And, you know, a lot of cities are struggling on where they should, you know, put homeless populations. And it's sad that we have to have a conversation such as that. It's sad that we have people, you know, American citizens, veterans, you know, people that, you know, fought for our country, put their lives on the line, you know, paid taxes. They, you know, got a bad rap. They lost a job, maybe lost the family, maybe started drinking, maybe did some drugs, maybe became disabled, and they don't have a place to live. And so they make up a tent. You know, and you know, there's this disparity between, you know, those of us in homes and people who are homeless, and they go, oh, man, you know, well, they're dirty and they're crazy and they're, you know, they're you or I that didn't have a place to live, and they're finding a place to live. And don't underestimate the intelligence of somebody who's homeless because they are able to figure out how to live and eat and survive, maybe even better than us. But, yes, you have a lot of people with mental illness that, unfortunately, end up being homeless. And then, without having a home, and without having clean water and steady food, mental illness worsens. So, there's a lot of do-gooders out there that say, all right, let's give them places, let's mark off blocks in this neighborhood and in this neighborhood, and then homeowners are like, whoa. And, you know, they have a say. Now, one is, homeless populations can bring disease and breed disease. And so if there are outbreaks, you know, you have to be very, very careful on, you know, where you're going to, you know, drive homeless people to stay and set up shop. And then, of course, property values. You know, spend a lot of money on your home, got into your home, you're paying homeowner associations, and then it becomes a well-known quarter for homeless people. So governments aren't really sure what to do. You can't designate an area in the city because it would hurt anybody's property value. So somebody could say, well, it could be in a part of the city where, you know, it's not high-end, and so they're there anyway. But no, you have people that own apartment complexes. You have people that live there. You got schools. Doesn't necessarily mean they want to be in a quarter that might be suggestive of infectious disease and, you know, issues with cleanliness and, you know, things like that. So what do we do with our homeless populations? So some cities suggested, well, what we do is we make homes. We make tents. We make homes for them. It's probably the cleanest thing to do. Most expensive, but it's probably the cleanest and safest. But how many can you do? I mean, there's homeless people on blocks and miles all throughout the United States. And we are having a huge rising population. You know, when I was in training, some homeless people would call an ambulance to pick them up. They knew exactly what to say to get an ambulance to take them. And then they would be able to come into the ER and eat. And I mean, I couldn't blame them. They would get a meal. I mean, they weren't fed and would feed them. But it was a problem because, you know, if hospitals are already financially strapped, you know, how do you feed the homeless? So, you know, I love the do-gooders out there. You know, thank God that you're there. I just don't know how we would even tackle this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One has died from Legionnaire's disease after staying at an Atlanta hotel. There have been 11 other confirmed cases. Health officials have told CNN there was a convention at the downtown Atlanta hotel in early July. And the fatality, she was only 49 years old, Camille Garrett. And she died from coronary artery disease, but they said it was aggravated by her Legionella pneumonia. So Legionnaire's disease you could get from water, shower heads, faucets. It's a bacteria, the Legionella bacteria. And so while you're taking a shower, you breathe it in. Or while you're washing your face. You can get it from hot tubs, saunas, cooling towers, fountains. And so unfortunately, Legionnaire's disease may not bother some. It could bother others. But if you get Legionella pneumonia, you're going to get fevers, chills, cough, shortness of breath. So the Georgia Department of Public Health said people who stayed at the Atlanta Hotel, I don't think they're labeling the hotel, between June 12th and June 15th have to seek medical attention immediately and be tested for Legionnaires. So crazy stuff. There's no way you could guard against that. I take showers all the time in hotels. No way to guard against that. Just, you know, try to keep up your immune system. We're going to be pretty soon starting to gear up for school season. A lot of schools have already started throughout the country. In my neck of the woods, school starts Monday. Couldn't start quick enough, honestly. My kids are driving me crazy. But love them. But if your kid is, you know, staying up till 2, 3 in the morning, sleeping until noon, now's the time to get that kid to start getting. Actually, 2 weeks ago was the time to start getting that kid on a schedule where he starts to go to bed early. You too, parents, if you got to get up early now because you got to get your kid to school by 7:15, start doing it now. Otherwise, Monday is unfortunately a bad day. Bad day for accidents, bad day for, you know, crowds, bad day for traffic. Just plan ahead. Get your kids to school early. You get to work early. All right. Make sure they're fed. Get their clothes. Get new shoes. Get their haircuts. All that stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.